someone's you're having guests over for dinner, and you have a big bowl of potatoes, and you might pass them over, and you might say to someone,
"You got some potatoes?"
Okay, or anything with help.
Or just help yourself, generally.
Oh, okay, and so if someone, that's right, if someone said that to you, then you went ahead and and what did you do?
Went ahead and helped yourself.
All right, and if you didn't, if someone offered you some food that you didn't want, you might say,
"Well, I don't care for that. That care for it or something like that."
Sure. And if you had a big roast on Sunday, and then you had the same thing the next night, you'd say, "Tonight we're having."
Leftovers?
Sure. And if you put food in your mouth and you
chew.
Now you mentioned mush before. How was mush prepared?
Well, it's just put meal in water and cooked it.
Uh-huh. And then how was it eaten?
Salted. It was sweet milk.
Uh-huh.
With milk.
In a bowl?
In a bowl.
Did you ever have it fried?
Fried mush? Sure. Yeah.
And all of the things you'd grow in a garden would be called?
Vegetables.
All right. And the kind of corn that has the hull removed. You know, corn that has the, well, I think you call it, what would you call that on the kernel of corn, the thing that you remove, that is sometimes removed?
The cob?
Yeah. All right. Well, what do you call this white corn product? You know, they're sometimes in big pieces and sometimes ground. I mean, when cornmeal's white, what's been removed?
The husk.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and what is that called when you have those big pieces with the husk removed?
You mean the part that's left after the
husk? No, the part you eat. The part that you eat. Sometimes this is a corn product that I think you're probably familiar with.
Corn flakes?
No, this is like, sometimes some people eat them for breakfast with eggs. They're ground up and it looks like they have a little bit of this on the plate when they sometimes put butter and salt on it.
I don't get it.
Grits?
I've heard of grits all my life, and I never did.
You know what grits are made of?
Well, I only see it as corn.
You know what hominy is?
Yeah.
Hominy?
Well, I've eaten lots of hominy.
All right, how's hominy? Are those big pieces?
Yeah, the whole grain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The grits are ground. You never eaten grits, huh?
I never eat any grits.
Okay. And this is a kind of white grain that you sometimes eat instead of potatoes, sometimes have gravy on it. Comes it dry in a sack, and to prepare it, you drop the grain in the water and boil it, and then it comes out, and it's white and fluffy.
Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the terms for cheap whiskey, any names for cheap whiskey? Really bad whiskey, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Or any names for homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Yeah, anything else?
Don't think so.
Okay. Or any names for homemade beer?
No.
All right. And if somebody's cooking something and it really has a good, you know, you say it's just that, just
odor.
Yeah, and it has a pleasant odor. You might say to someone, just.
Smelled good.
Yeah. And what is made with sorghum?
Well, you can make cookies, taffy, several things.
What about that thick stuff that you can pour?
Molasses.
All right. Now, if you're talking about molasses being thick or thin, would you ever use any other ways of describing it?